Tommy Berry is about to join us. Good morning to you, mate.
How are you, Andrew?
I'm well. Good news yesterday. You've been granted that stay of proceedings so you can ride on Saturday.
Yeah, well, it'll be my last Group 1 riding in Australia this season. And, so I'm really looking forward to being a part of it. And I know Gay's horses are going really well at the moment, and Prompt Response is coming off a really nice win in the Dan Ripper. So I'm looking forward to it.
We're waiting for the draw. We'll see whether we get that shortly. I've just spoken to Darren about the Godolphin. So if I can start with Overshare, who looks a really nice horse, a son of I Am Invincible, couple of runs earlier this year down in Melbourne under the guidance of Wayne. Looks a really nice colt.
Yeah, he is. All reports from the stable say he's a cracking-looking type, and he's going very well this preparation. To tell you the truth, Andrew, I haven't been on him or seen him at all, which is quite unusual for me when I ride there, work a couple of times a week. So whether that means he's been in Melbourne and come up here later, or I just haven't sat on his back yet. So I couldn't really give you too much information on how he feels or how he's been working because I haven't been on him. But all reports from the stable are that he's a lovely horse, and he's obviously got that really good blue diamond form, and he should be very competitive today.
Yeah, no, if he runs up to that form, he should be okay. Vaucluse Bay in the 1900 race 4, I guess the only query is running on a soft track today.
Yeah, exactly. Look, she's an honest filly, but didn't really appreciate the heavy going last start. She's drawn a nice enough barrier. There's an abundance of speed in the race, so it definitely won't be a dawdle. She might not be as close in the run with that sort of speed in the race. So I think we just, I haven't spoken to Mr. Waller yet, but maybe just get her happy and get her travelling and don't get her too far out of her comfort zone in that sort of going, and hopefully she can finish off a little bit better. But her form before then was very consistent, and I can't see her running a bad race today.
Promass is one that for the Hawks team that, you know, she does like a bit of sting out of the track. She's copping that today. She ran strong the other day on a heavy 10. It's slightly better today.
Yeah, she's been a little bit frustrating this mare. She's had a few chances now and seems to place quite a bit. But I wouldn't say she loved the going last start on the heavy 10. It was probably a bit too soft for her, but a soft 7 will suit her down to the ground. The 1900 is going to be a plus for her. She's going to be rock hard fit after running on that heavy track the other day, and this is fourth up. So that will suit her perfectly. And she's got that good form behind Admiral Jello of last preparation. So there looks to be a little bit of speed in the race, not too much though. She should get a nice run just behind On Bulletproof and Sis Montaigne.
Well, you've been on Sharpness. Your next ride, this three-year-old filly by Wanted, looks a really nice top off type off that Warwick Farm win back in late May.
Yeah, no, she's a filly we've always had a great opinion of, but she's always sort of had a knack of doing a few things wrong at track work. But we've conquered that with her this preparation. She's going along nicely. She's got the one track work rider that rides her pretty much all the time, and I spoke to her on Tuesday morning, and she was very pleased with the way she worked then during the week. And the only thing is, the other day she probably got all the favours from a nice draw and popped out at the right time, but she did get in a bit of a barging match, and it was a good effort to sort of to finish off that and win the race. And the horse that she beat on that occasion's come out and won since. So the form looks quite strong, and I'm just a bit worried about where we're going to get from the barrier. If we can
draw,
get a nice run in the race, I think she'll be very hard to beat again.
Yeah, no, she. There's two or three in the race that have only had two or three starts, but they've all won, and she's certainly one of them. As you say, you just need a nice run. The rail's out a bit today, so it will be interesting early on to see if there's a pattern.
Yeah, well, last time the rail was out, it was quite difficult to make ground, and you had to be, you know, sort of close to the rail, especially on these soft tracks. So if he's going to think that by the time we get the Sharpness, I'm sure we'll have a read on the track. But I think the best race today is probably the two-year-old race with the colts. There's a lot of horses travelling, including Barry Moore's horse. So really looking forward to seeing what comes out of that.
Good on you, Tommy. Good luck, and let's hope Prompt Response runs well for you Saturday.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Tommy. Tommy Berry joining us there.